Hiya, babe. Say hi, my... Ouch.
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in Radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
Yes, I'm Maisie, like the fella said. Maisie Revere. When I was just a kid, I had to leave school to help support the family. My old man was the superstitious type. He wouldn't work any week that had a Tuesday in it. So naturally, I always hungered for a real formal schooling. And finally, my dream came true. Today is graduation day. Gosh, I'm nervous. There on the platform is Professor McVicker handing out his diploma. When the professor called out my name and asked me to come up for my diploma, I was so excited I almost swallowed my gum.
Maisie Revere?
Yes, honey. Professor.
Miss Revere.
Yes.
As a reward for your conscientious efforts, those long, grueling hours of study, this institution awards you its highest badge of merit. Your diploma.
Oh, gee.
Now raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I.
Your name, please.
Your name, please. Oh, I mean Maisie Revere.
I promise never, by word or action, to violate the sacred trust with which I have been endowed.
So do I.
Miss Revere, it gives me no pleasure whatsoever to prevent you with this diploma.
Oh, gee, thanks, Professor. Golly, just think. Now I'm a full-fledged manicurist. Now, what barbershop do I go to work at, Professor?
Miss Revere, I'd like to recommend you to the shop where I get my nails done.
You would?
Yes, I'd like to. But I can't.
Oh.
You have graduated at the very bottom of your class.
Hmm.
This institute demands perfection before we can recommend you to a barbershop. After all, you did flunk hangnails.
Hmm.
And your half-moon instructor tells me you handled the cuticle pusher like a snowplow.
Well, I did get 4 out of 5 correct on the daily manicuring exams, and the student I worked on said I should get an A for speed.
Oh, really, Miss Revere? Which student was that?
Oh, there she is out there, the one with the bandage on her hand.
Yes. Well, now, here's the name of a barber shop that might need the services of a capable... of a manicurist.
Oh, Joe's Tonsorial Parlor. Oh, gee, thanks, Pa.
It isn't a large shop, mind you, Miss Revere. Only 2 chairs and a copy of Esquire. But Joe might be interested in putting you on.
Oh, gosh, Professor, you're a sweetheart. I don't know how to show my gratitude.
Well, Miss Revere, there is a way. Should anybody ask you at what school you learn manicuring...
Yes.
Do us a great favor. And don't tell them. Goodbye, and good luck, Miss Revere.
Hello, Joe's Tonsorial Parlor and Shaving Solarium. Put your face in our hands, Joe speaking.
Hello, this here's Nick, the boogie speaking. Is Steve the barber there?
Oh, sure. Steve, there's somebody on the phone for you.
What's he want?
What do you got?
Well, tell him I'm busy.
Put down that racing form and answer the phone. It's Nick, your bookie. I told you lots of times to ask him not to call you during business.
Hey, look, Joe, someday a horse of mine will come in and then you'll be working for little Stevie. Give me that phone.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Steve, Nick. When I get thrown your doorway on the day?
Laugh and water in a second. $2 on the nose.
Got the dough, Stevie?
Oh, gosh, you know me, Nick.
Got the dough, Stevie?
Oh, don't worry, Nick. I'll have the dough for you if I have to get it honestly. Now, you just hop around. If I'm out to lunch, I'll leave the dough for you.
Okay, sucker, I'll be there. So long.
Now, Joe, how about $1.50?
Oh, no.
Well, you'd loan a measly piece of change like that to somebody you know, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure I would, stranger.
Oh, I'll pay it back tomorrow. That nag's coming in, I tell you.
So is Mr. Hotchkiss. I still owe him $52 on these barber chairs. And all I got is $35. I got troubles, too. When am I going to get the other, the rest of the money?
Look, I'm telling you, Joe, it's a cinch. $2 on laughing water and we'll be sitting on air.
So will the customers. If Mr. Hotchkiss don't get his money today, he's taking out the chairs.
Good morning. I'd like to see
well.
You.
Well. Hi, babe. What's cooking?
Looks like you are. There's steam coming out of your eyes, buddy. I'd like to see Joe, the boss. Are you it?
No, little Stevie don't like responsibilities. I'm as free as a breeze.
Well, why don't you blow? All I'm interested in is the boss man. Is he around?
Joe's right in front of you.
Where?
Look down.
Oh. Oh. Well, Mr. Joe, I'm Maisie Revere.
Hi.
Well, they told me at the school from which I have just graduated from which, that you might have some use for a manicurist.
I'm sorry, Maisie. We don't need a manicurist. We already outnumber the customers 2-1.
Hey. Hey, wait a minute, Joe. There's a man looking in the window. Maybe he can be converted into a customer.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you, sir? Shave, haircut, mud pack, massage, shampoo?
I'm just looking.
Why don't you come over here where you can get a closer look?
Sun lamp, shoe shine, facial, singe?
No.
Manicure?
Sure.
Do I get the job, Joe?
Go right ahead, Maisie. This is the first customer we've had all week.
Oh, thanks, boss. Now, sir, will you sit down, please?
Sure. What are you doing tonight, sister?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Taking my judo lesson. Any other questions, mister?
Well, in that case, I'll just have a manicure.
Yeah, sure. Now, let's see. How do I start again?
Oh, now, look, miss.
Oh, don't tell me. I'll remember in a minute. Oh, yeah. First, I got to file your nails. Give me your hand.
Hey, miss.
Yeah?
Don't you think I better take off my gloves first?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just thought you'd like to keep mine while I did your nails because it's so cold in here. Well, here I go again, mister. Wish me luck. All finished, Mr. Perkins. Come back again soon after the scars heal.
Sure. It was worth everything just having my paws held by such a doll. Bye, miss.
Goodbye, Harry. Gee, what do you know? Harry gave me $1.50 tip.
$1.50? Say, Maisie, could
no.
Ha, smart girl, Maisie. Don't listen to that Lindlouse. He's trying to chisel enough to bet on a horse in the fifth race.
It's running in the second race.
I'm talking about when it comes in.
Well, Joe, am I hired permanent?
You're hired.
Good. Now, how about lunch?
Hey, it's a good idea. I'm starved.
Oh.
Look, you watch the shop, Maisie. In case a man comes to collect a bill while I'm gone, give him the $35 in the cash register. It's a sort of a part payment on these two barber chairs, see? I'd like to make it more, but things ain't been so good.
Well, don't worry. I'll take care of it.
No, Maisie, you must be starved. You go out to lunch. I'll thank God over the money.
I know. You don't leave a rabbit loose in a field of lettuce. Bye, Maisie.
Bye, boss, and hurry back. I got $1.50 of lunch to eat.
Come on, Steve. If you want to watch something, watch me eat.
But gosh, Joe, I should wait for Nick. He's coming in for that $2 bet on laughing water.
Come on, come on. I'm saving you money.
Good morning, sir.
Well, something new has been added.
Yeah, I'm the manicurist. Anything I can do for you today? I mean, besides that. We've got a special on haircuts. 75 cents or 2 for $1.25.
No, thanks, baby. I don't have 2 heads.
You could have fooled me. Well, maybe a manicure while you're waiting for the barbers to come back from lunch.
Oh, some other time, gorgeous. Right now, I'm strictly business. I'm here to pick up some money.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the man I've been waiting for.
What's the dames tell me that, sugar? Lots of them.
No, I mean the man he told me to give the money to. Here you are. $35.
Thanks, baby. Here's your receipt. I did. $35?
Yeah, well, he said he'd like to make it more, but, well, you know how it is.
Yeah, I know. Poor Jerk's been losing his shirt.
Mm-hmm. But now that I'm here, I'm sure he'll do much better.
Pretty sure of yourself, ain't you, sister?
Well, I should be. Getting 4 out of 5 right every day ain't bad.
What if it did? 4 out of 5 every day? Say, that's a terrific average.
Well, all my teachers thought so, too.
Teachers?
Hmm? At the school.
School?
Hmm?
You mean they got a school now where they teach you how to make a living at it?
Well, certainly. There's no guesswork about a thing like that. It's a science.
Yeah. So I hear.
The only one I lost out on was head nails.
Oh, hangnails, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Scratch.
Sure, what else?
Gosh, baby, you're terrific. Well, go to Scram now. See you later.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, you forgot my receipt.
Well, sure, for the $35.
Yeah.
See ya. So long.
Sorry. He signed it Laughing Water. That's funny. He didn't look like an Indian to me.
Well, I'm back from lunch, Maisie. Maisie, where are you?
Over here, Joe. I'm putting fresh towels in the hot towel cabinet.
Oh.
Gosh, Joe, I had no idea you stayed at so many hotels.
Huh? Oh. I'd get around, Maisie. Tell me, did the man come from the ceremony?
Yeah, about 20 minutes ago.
Oh.
He took it and left.
Yeah? Wasn't he sore? I mean, didn't he argue because it wasn't enough?
No. As a matter of fact, I didn't think he expected that much.
Yeah, that's funny. With me, if I'm a nickel short, he raises the roof.
Well, with me, he was as gentle as a kitten, Joe. Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Let's have it.
Oh, back again, Mr. Hotchkiss.
Back? What do you mean, back?
Maisie, look who is here.
Oh, good morning, sir. What would you like, a manicure? Sure, sit down.
Come on, no stalling. Give.
Give? Maisie.
Yeah, Joe?
Where is it?
It? Oh. You just go through there. It's the first...
Look, don't try to razzle-dazzle me with comical stuff. Where's the money for the chairs?
The money? But Maisie gave it already. Didn't you, Maisie?
Yeah, but not to him.
Huh?
No, it was another fellow came in for money. An Indian.
An Indian?
Yeah, tough-looking one with a mean jaw. When he smiled, his chin made a fist.
Oh, fine. That was Nick.
Well, Joey, I'm waiting, and you know me. I know from nothing.
Look, Mr. Hotchkiss, please. We can straighten this out. All I need is a little time.
Sure, take an hour. That's little enough. And if you haven't got the money, I'm yanking those barber chairs out here.
Maisie, now you've done it. I'm going to be put out of business.
Gosh, Joe, how was I supposed to know I gave it to the wrong guy? Look, he even gave me a receipt.
Let me see. $35 on Laughing Water. Maisie, this is a receipt from a bookie.
A bookie? Oh, my gosh. I just put a barber shop on a horse.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Back to Maisie. Crazy Joe, Mr. Hotchkiss will let you keep these barber chairs if you could raise part of that $35. Say, $25.
Yeah, but how are we going to raise $25?
I don't give the answers, Joe, just the questions.
Maybe we could raise the prices of the haircuts.
Well, we're going to raise the customers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Besides, Joe's only got an hour to get up the cash.
I've got an idea.
Yeah?
And no.
Oh.
Oh. Look, why can't we,
Yeah?
No, it won't work.
Oh. Well, suppose I go to Mr. Hotchkiss and beg for mercy, you know, throw myself at his feet.
No, maybe I'd better do it.
Yeah, in your case, it's a much shorter throw.
No, I made the mistake and I'll talk to him. It's true he may throw me out in my ear, break my arm, or stick his goons on me, but I'm the one who louse up everything, and I'm the one that should go. Well, fellas.
Well, what?
Ain't you going to talk me out of it?
No.
And I thought you were gentlemen.
Come in.
Mr. Hotchkiss, I'd like to appeal to your better nature about...
A minute, please. I'm on the phone. Look, I don't care if she is 75 years old. No, and I don't care if she's sick either. She owes me $20 for furniture, and if I don't get the money at once, out she goes into the street. Yeah, I know she's my own mother, but that makes no difference. Business is business. Yes. Goodbye, Mama.
Yes, miss? What can I do for you?
I'm the manicurist at Joe's Barber.
Oh, yes. That little matter of $52.
That's right. Mr. Hotchkiss, you couldn't be as mean as you look.
What a bet.
If Joe doesn't hold on to that job of his poor kids will go hungry and maybe starve. No clothes, no food, no home. Walk of the streets, cold, hungry. Nothing to live
please,
for.
Miss, say no more, or I shall break into tears.
Money. There are other things in this world besides money.
Well, don't tell me what they are. It'll only confuse me. Miss, I want that money, and that's all. It so happens I have a one-track mind.
One-track mind. Oh, well, that's why I'm here, Mr. Hotchkiss. You didn't happen to lose a receipt for a horse bet when you were in the barbershop this morning, did you?
Young lady, I never bet on horses.
Oh, then I guess this receipt dropped out of Mr. Fairchild's pocket while he was getting a shave.
Mr. Fairchild?
Uh-huh. The multimillionaire sportsman who bets on horses and makes a fortune. Last year he made $1 million on them.
That's just oodles and noughts, isn't it?
Yes.
However, that receipt didn't drop out of my pocket. Now, about the $52...
Oh, well, that'll have to keep. I simply must return this receipt to Mr. Fairchild. The race goes on in an hour, and if this ticket should happen to fall into the wrong hands... Well, $35 at 99 to 1 would be...
$3,465.
Oh, gee. You're fast at figures than Jack Benny. Well, I must return this receipt to the filthy rich, money to burn, enough to get all the cars, yachts, and pretty girls he wants, Mr. Fairchild.
Money, girls. Just a minute, miss. I have coming to me $52, which you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mr. Fairchild person has a chance of winning $3,465, which he doesn't need. Now, how about it?
Why, Mr. Hotchkiss, I haven't the faintest idea what you mean.
Well,
I hardly think it's fair to let you have Mr. Fairchild's race receipt so as you can forget all about the $52 Joe owes you.
And how did you suspect I had that in mind, miss?
Oh, just took a wild guess.
Well, what do you say? Is it a deal?
Well...
Is it right enough?
Oh, you just talked me into it. Here's the receipt. Goodbye, Mr. Hotchkiss.
Laughing water. 99 to 1, $3,465. Oh, Hotchkiss, you sly old fox. I could kiss you.
Hotchkiss! Did you get the money from Joe the barber?
No, I got something better.
Something better than money, eh? Hotchkiss, have you been drinking?
Wait till you see, boss.
See this receipt? $35 on Laughing Water in the second race. Information straight from the pocket, I mean mouth, of the richest horse feather in the country.
Do you have rocks in your head, Hotchkiss? No one can win money on horses.
But,
and anyone who would wager good money on anything as unpredictable as a horse race is a complete idiot.
Hello? For you, boss.
Who is it?
Your bookmaker.
Oh, give me that phone. Hello, Benny. What's that? Okay, I'll send you the $4,000 I lost. See, by the way, Benny, you know a horse named Laughing Water in the second? Yeah, thank you.
Well?
He says Laughing Water is a dark horse.
He is?
He has yet to come in before dark. I'd just, if you don't get that 52 from Joe and bring it right to me, you're out of a job.
Don't worry, boss. I'm going back to Joe's with this race receipt and get that money or the chairs.
Believe me, Joe, you got nothing to worry about. I tell you, Laughing Water is ready. I just come from the stable.
Yeah, I thought it was just that cheap hair tonic you've been using.
Here, just gaze your eyes on that nag's record. You see Laughing Water, 1938, finished 10th. 39, finished 9th. 48, 41, 7th. You see, Joe, she's moving ahead.
What's she been doing since 1941?
Resting, Joe, resting. Just lying back under a tree with her hoofs crossed behind her head and resting. Saving her strength.
For 9 years?
Uh-huh. Now she's ready. She's a cinch.
Joe, you are running all the way back. I got news for you. Great big fat news.
I got news too, Maisie. Laughing Water is ready.
For what? The glue factory? Look, fellas, before you go any further, I got to tell you.
No, Maisie, look. Look, I think Steve is right. We got a chance. Let them take the chairs. When our horse comes in, we'll be able to buy new ones. And, Maisie, I won't forget you. If the horse wins, I promise you will be in clover.
In? You mean under?
Oh, now, let's see.
Look, fellas.
Don't let her kid you, Joe. The race is in the bag.
And we're holding it.
And Maisie, you don't seem to be happy about this.
Look, Joe, I don't know how to tell you this, so...
Yeah?
So I won't. All I can say is...
Later, Maisie, later. It's just about race time. I'll turn on the radio.
But I...
Good, good.
And they're off. 18 horses in a cloud of dust.
Hey, where's Laughing Water?
Probably behind the cloud. Joe, I want...
Like a boy takes an early lead. That bushwhacker is on the rail. Ripkin and Les Vogler puts together that. And look, one of the horses is still having trouble getting out of the starting gate.
Probably Laughing Water.
It's Laughing Water.
What else?
Oh, fine.
Don't worry, Joe. She'll get out and win. Laughing Water's heart pumps fighting blood.
Too bad it didn't pop into her feet.
And the first quarter down place is in the lead. She now 3 lengths ahead of the field. What? And Ripkin and Les Vogler next to it. And now that goes Laughing Water.
Where?
Laughing Water is gaining fast, running like crazy. It won't surprise me if she caught up with her jockey.
Lost to her jockey?
What's her jockey doing?
Probably when they had to clear the pebbles out of her way.
Now at the three-quarter mark, down faces all eights ahead. Ripkin and Les Vogler have jumped out of contention. It's now between Bushwhacker and Dollface.
Hey, you, miss. I want my money and my receipt back for the chair.
Don't bother us, chum. Just pick up a razor and cut yourself a piece of throat.
Yeah, we'll listen to the race. We got a lot of dough on Laughing Water.
Me too, but I'm going to get back.
Sorry, chum. Too late.
Now they're heading into the stretches. A dull face and a bushwhacker. Dull face and bushwhacker. And wow, they come back.
No.
Laughing Water.
No, don't come, Laughing Water. Don't knock yourself off the filthy gold.
Here comes Laughing Water, running like a man. She's third. She's a second.
Mr. Hoskins, did you say something about wanting your charity back?
Are you crazy? Come on, Laughing Water, come on.
Yeah, baby, these new shoes.
They're Joe needs a new shop.
Little Maisie needs an ass.
Come on, Laughing Water, you can't lose. You can't lose.
But try, honey, try.
Here's the winner, ladies and gentlemen, the Laughing Water. Yes, folks. A 99-1 shot won.
You hear that, Maisie? Aren't you happy?
Well, say something.
Rah, rah, rah.
Stand by, folks, for the official report from the judge.
What? Well, Maisie, the ticket.
The ticket?
Yeah, on the horse.
Well, Mr. Hoskins here, he,
Yeah?
He,
you're thinking about what I'm thinking, Joe. I've got it.
Got what?
the receipt.
Oh, Miss, you didn't.
I exchanged it with him for... Oh, you're going to hate me.
On that you can bet.
We made nothing.
Look, Joe, I thought I was doing the right thing. Oh. I guess I'm just a meddling fool.
You can say that again.
I'm just a meddling fool.
And you're fired. Thousands of dollars you cost me and my show. Oh, Mom told me there'd be days like this.
Just a minute, folks, just a minute. What? What's this? A foul has been claimed.
Yeah.
Yes, the judges have disqualified Lamp in order.
Disqualified?
It seems a horse can't win a race for Owl and Jockey. Now, here's the winner. Dollface.
What? Does that mean your horse lost?
No, chum, your horse lost. And you're out exactly $52, so then, yeah.
Oh, Maisie, you're wonderful.
I could kiss you. Lift me up, Steve.
Oh, it's nothing, fellas. Just a touch of genius, that's all.
Oh, to me it was everything. You paid off my debt, and we still got the chair.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful? Now we can starve sitting down.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Like the fellow just said, but not at Joe's barbershop. It seems that a famous pianist who was given a recital tonight came in for a manicure. And, well, I ain't saying how many of that piano player's fingers I damaged, but I sure hope he knows how to play chopsticks. Well, I gotta eat tonight, so might as well prowl around for a pawn shop. I wonder how much I can get on a pair of manicuring scissors, slightly bent.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sidney Miller, Howard McNair, Ted Osborne, Ken Christie, Tom Tully, and Peter Lee. Jack McCoy speaking.